1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments, to rule well, so we can be quietly about our business of living in humble contemplation. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. He wants not only us, but everyone saved. You know, everyone, to get to know the truth we've learned, that there is one God and only one, the one priest mediator between God and us, Jesus, who offered himself in exchange for everyone held captive by sin to set them all free. Eventually, the news is going to get out. This and this only has been my appointed work, getting this news to those who have never heard of God and explaining how it works by simple faith and plain truth. Since prayer is at the bottom of all this, what I want mostly for men to pray, not shaking angry fists at enemies, but raising holy hands to God. And I want women to get in there with the men in humility before God, not primping before a mirror or chasing the latest fashion, but doing something beautiful for God and becoming beautiful doing it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. Now, because of Christ, dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. The Messiah has made things up between us so that we're now together on this, both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall we used to keep each of us at a distance. He repealed the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped. Then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everyone. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Christ came and preached peace to us outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He is using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. Now he is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. The word of God for the people of God.
For he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is the hostility between us. This scripture, so close to the heart of Christianity, so powerful, so convincing, so strong. at times, the gospel of Jesus Christ makes me tremble inside. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is addressing a Greek community of early Christians in Asia Minor. And he is explaining to them, and since then to us, showing how Jesus, the Christ. Now, Christ is the English term for the Greek Christos. Christos. And it means the anointed one. It is also the word Christ, a translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. So for Paul, as for us, Jesus is the expected deliverer who is eternally, tirelessly bringing everything and everyone together. In addition to having his work done in and for us, we are participants, you and I, in this most urgent work. And now we know what is going on. The energy of reconciliation is the dynamo at the heart of the universe. The Bible says, He tore down the wall that we use to keep each other at a distance. Now, to come down to earth, in the language of our day, the Gospel of Peanuts provides an illustration that helps us, and I hope it will today, to find a doorway into this biblical truth. Now, Lucy and Linus have a chicken wishbone, and they're going to pull it to make a wish. Now, as Lucy explains to Linus how the wishbone works, Linus asks, "Do I have to say my wish out loud?" Lucy says, "Of course. If you don't say it out loud, it won't come true." And then she makes her wish. "I wish for 4 new sweaters, a new bike, a new pair of skates, a new dress, and $100. Linus then says, "Oh, well, I wish for a long life for all of my friends. I wish for world peace. I wish for great advancements in medical research." And at this moment, Lucy takes the wishbone and throws it away. "Linus, Linus, that's the trouble with you. You're always spoiling everything." Well, it does spoil things, does it not? When into our self-centered, materialistic, divided world comes one who is able to forget his personal needs and look out to the needs of us all, you and me included. Because that is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Now, in our times, Christianity is divided within itself, and the so-called body of Christ, the church, has ripped itself into fragments. The divisions of society are also evident in churches everywhere. Church battles that should be only a memory are still raging. There are not only walls between many of the different Christian denominations, but more than often, divisions within. Families of faith become broken while losing their message to a suffering world. While we are arguing with one another, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But our differences are more accentuated than where we agree, where we are one, made one through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's come a bit closer to home. Walls of hostility also exist within so many families, between fathers, mothers, and children. It's part of our daily experience to see and hear about broken or breaking families. Even in the past few days, I've seen the devastation, that brokenness within families can bring about. Well, on the lighter side, I recently heard a comedian say, if it weren't for marriage, husbands and wives and children would have to fight with strangers. In this sad reality, with walls of hatred, misunderstanding and separation everywhere, the gospel message is what? It is that Jesus Christ stormed these walls of separation and broke them down. Those who embrace faith in Jesus Christ can tell you that there is not a wall so high that it cannot be climbed. There is not a wall so thick that it cannot be broken down. There is not a wall so strong that it cannot be broken down. Jesus Christ tore down the wall that you and I use to keep one another. At a distance. In the broadest sense, Christ's vision is about building a new humanity, not only across America, but to the ends of the world. Let's make it more personal. Is there a dividing wall of hostility in your life? In your family? In your community with others? Is there a wall of hostility in your heart? You know, something there is in us that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. Jesus saw the walls of his day and he wanted them down. Walls between Jews and Samaritans. Walls between the super righteous and sinners. Walls between fallen humanity and God. Some people are like medieval castles. Their high walls are supposed to keep them safe from being hurt by the outside world. They protect themselves emotionally by permitting no exchange of feelings with others. And no one can enter into their little medieval castle. There they feel safe and secure from attack. However, the occupant of such a medieval castle finds him or her lonely, rattling around his castle alone. The castle dweller is a self-made prisoner. He or she needs to feel loved by someone, but the walls are so high that it is difficult to reach out or for anyone else to reach in. Brother, sister, do you know what it is like to live behind such walls? Each one of us have our own story. Each one. The good news is that Christ can destroy all the walls that separate us from one another. Christ can destroy all the walls that separate you and me from God. No matter what those walls may be. Let me repeat. No matter what or where those walls may be. Let me tell you in closing about a deeply touching, life-changing incident that took place in the Mideast some years ago. Two young men were on the brink of death in an Israeli hospital. One was a Palestinian and the other an Israeli. The Israeli was already brain dead. You see, he was a soldier shot by Arabs in an ambush in the Gaza Strip. And the man who needed the heart was a Palestinian. So the Israeli family gave consent, and the transplant took place in a Jerusalem hospital. And when the news broke, there was a storm of protest. Israelis were in a rage that the heart of one of theirs should be in the body of a Palestinian. And ironically, the man who actually received the heart had to go into hiding to escape Palestinian rage. True story, really happened. And the widow of the dead Israeli demonstrated the words of Jesus, breaking down a wall saved a life. She felt, if one person can be saved, I feel that I've done the will of God. One more wall tumbled down. Brother, sister, there are other walls still to go. The love of God revealed in Jesus Christ offers you and me today an axe, a hammer, a bulldozer to break down the walls of hate and separation. Have you built a wall in your own life around your own heart? Would you, even this day, allow Christ to break down that wall? There may be someone waiting, hoping and praying for your call, your visit, your forgiveness, a new humanity was born in Jesus Christ. And that is what brought us all together today. Into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O God of light, we are now before you, seeking, begging for the gift of your light and your presence in our lives. Some of us prefer to linger in the shadows where we cannot see your light that tries to break into our lives. Others feel so isolated and alone that they cannot feel your nearness. Some are so weighed down by the knowledge of faults and shortcomings that they are separated from your promises and your love for us. Many of us have built walls that block out your healing light and your abiding compassion. We pray, O God of light, that you would touch us where we are, that you would accept the unanswered questions in our hearts. Shepherd us beyond our hurts, beyond our fears. Shepherd us from death to life. And we now thank you for the gift of new opportunities, new possibilities, and new chances that you continually make available to us. God of light, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, offering us the gift of your saving grace, a grace that frees us to act in the world in the sure and certain knowledge of your love for us. Send in your light and love to surround us, to embrace us, and sustain us in all the seasons of our lives. Awaken our spirits. Renew us, oh, renew us, to follow you, to be yours, till our final breath. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.